President Trump needs real allies in Congress. He needs Mary Miller.
The ads have been nonstop this campaign cycle for incumbent Republicans Rodney Davis and Mary Miller.
Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis delivers results for America's heroes.
And that's because over $5 million has been spent on this race by outside individuals and groups. That's data according to Open Secrets, a nonpartisan independent organization that tracks campaign spending. It's the fourth highest amount of outside spending in a congressional primary race in the United States. The two main political action committees pouring money into this race are Club for Growth and Illinois Values PAC. Club for Growth is known for supporting Trump-endorsed candidates and is tied to mega donors like New York billionaire Robert Mercer and Illinois billionaire Richard Yulin. Dr. John Jackson is a visiting professor at the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. He isn't surprised by Club for Growth's million-dollar-plus support for Miller, despite Davis serving as co-chair for Trump's re-election campaign in Illinois.
The Club for Growth has been around a good long while, and they tend to pick out the most conservative candidate in any race, and in Republican primaries, try to get behind those.
Sarah Briner is the director of research and strategy at Open Secrets. She said Illinois Values has spent over $1 million supporting Davis. She described Illinois Values as having the, quote, characteristics of a pop-up pack, which means they won't need to disclose who or what is behind their organization until after the primary election.
Our dark money staff have researched this group and are historically quite excellent at finding the source of funding for political groups and came up with nothing in this case.
The race between Miller and Davis is an expensive one, especially compared to 2020, when about $700,000 in outside spending was involved in both of their primary races. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.